Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is April 24, 2026. Markets are risk on as ETF demand lifts major assets. Bitcoin is testing the $80,000 resistance, supported by US-listed spot Bitcoin ETFs that pulled roughly $1.09 minus $2.0 billion in the past week. Spot Ether ETFs recorded roughly $633 million of inflows over 10 days. And institutional moves including GSR's actively managed ETH ETF and Bitmain's staking of about 3.5 million ETH after a $320 million capital injection underscore rising institutional allocation. At the same time, enforcement and DeFi fallout are injecting caution. Tether froze $344 million of USDT on Tron at a U.S. law enforcement request. A Kelp DAO, RSETH exploit produced multi-hundred-million-dollar losses, with stolen ETH laundered via THOR chain and roughly $71 million frozen on Arbitrum. Aave has rallied DeFi partners, Lido proposed a partial recap, and governance measures are under discussion to restore backing and liquidity. Policy developments also matter. The U.S. Treasury sanctioned Cambodian Senator Kokin over an alleged crypto scam network, and the BIS warned exchanges are evolving into shadow banks, both items that feed regulatory scrutiny. Elsewhere, Hong Kong advanced tokenized finance with $2 billion in tokenized bonds and RWA activity near $30 billion, while JPG Store announced a May 23 shutdown. Key near-term catalysts to watch are clear. Whether ETF inflows persist, Bitcoin's test of $80,000 resistance, Aave governance votes, and any further asset freezes. That's the briefing from today's sources. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.